Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is part 197 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. And we have some music today from Gary S. Paxton, a person that I've known for a good many years. We also have some testimonies, and we have an expose here. I've been saying for years how that Jim Jones did not commit suicide, and that the people of Guyana, around 1,000 people, more or less, committed suicide with poison Kool-Aid. According to records, there's no doubt that he was. I didn't know him, never knew anything about him at all. But according to the things that I heard, he may have been a cult leader. He did a lot of stuff. That place was a military United States government headed by Rome camp. The U.S. brought this Sun Myung Moon into the United States. It was Raymond A. Donovan, the head of the Department of Labor, that brought him into the United States and tried to make him look like a dangerous evangelistic organization that was Christian, and it was not true. And you're going to see that we're going to read the media version of what happened at Jonestown, and then we're going to read to you the exact thing that happened at Jonestown. The media and government version is completely false, and the version that we're going to be reading to you, the first version, will be the media version, and then we're going to tell you what really happened there. As I told you so many years now, that there are people that escaped. They ran into the woods to get escape because the government was there, the Green Beret, and the people from Guyana, the military from Guyana, and also the United States military, and they shot them, and people were running into the woods. There were two people, when they saw that, committed suicide. And the government soldiers are the ones from three or possibly even four governments are the ones that shot him. And the thing is that they took a bunch of them into the United States and they cremated them before there could ever be an autopsy on them to prove that they were not poisoned. They did not drink poison Kool-Aid. You can't talk anybody into committing suicide, especially 1,000 people at one time. I know that in my church that there's no possible way that I could get somebody to consistently sweep the sidewalk, let alone brainwash them or to cause anyone to drink poison Kool-Aid. If the churches were that good at brainwashing people, then everyone in the world would be born-again Christians. Amen?
Amen?
But very few are real born-of-the-Spirit Christians. But right now, like I said, we have some music, and we have a couple of responses. We have thousands of responses, but we're only going to do two today because this is a pretty lengthy thing. It's absolutely documented what we're going to be telling you about Jonestown today. And the media just keeps pouring that out, especially the History Channel, which goes to show you that the media is Satan's voice. The Bible says that Satan was giving the government, the one world government, the United Nations was given a voice. And that voice is the news media. And the Bible plainly tells us that the one in charge of all this is Satan, of course, and his seat is in Rome, in the Vatican, the world's richest cult and most dangerous cult. They actually sent people over there and murdered them, just like they did at Waco, and just as they're trying to do with every Christian work. Now, I'm not saying Jones is Christian by any means. I didn't know him. I didn't know anything about him. All I knew is that about 7 or 8 or 9, they talked mainly to Sue, my late wife, Susie, and that I got into some of the conversation. They said they fled in the woods because the military were in there killing all of them with guns. then they drag them together. Now, this is a whole lie, and you'll hear about it now. And then make sure you tune in tomorrow, because there's a whole expose on this Bin Laden. Bin, not Ben, but Bin Laden, okay? And then we have a fantastic message from the... I keep trying to do this, but the Lord keeps giving me confirmation of the things that I've been saying that he told me and that people from Guyana told Sue and myself that what happened in Guyana. These people were actual people that escaped from there and came and told us. They were scared and wanted to know if we would expose it. Susie was against exposing things like this, but I'm really into it. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, the government is the satanic one world government, which is the UN. Even we have statements from Hitler saying that they were trying to, they said it was the Jews instead of themselves that were attempting to take over the world. The Jews have no such desire. They just want their homeland. It has always been the Vatican, and the Bible says, God says, it's the Vatican that is doing all these atrocities and that will definitely take over world control by force and violence. And you'll see how violent. You saw how violent they were in Waco. They wouldn't even let the news media come close to there because of the violence and the dirty way that they, this dirty government and media would portray that scene over there. And then after killing them and their little children and the mothers and the dads, then turn around and say that they were a cult. No, the world's biggest cult is the United States government, not the United States government, but the government inside the United States government. The U.S. government at one time was fantastic. The Bill of Rights, the entire laws that were laid down in the U.S. Constitution, that was wonderful. But that's over with now because we've joined ourselves with the United Nations, and now they've voted that all of our industry is to be sent out of the United States because they hate us so much because we keep talking about Jesus. Okay, well, right now, like I was telling you about Hitler, he was saying if people would believe what NATO, or back then the infancy, which was the infancy of the United Nations, he stated that, I have it here, actually from his own words. He says if we would entrust ourselves into the hands of the United Nations, he said that then we should also give them the task of controlling the high tide. In other words, he's saying the media is so fantastic, and these Jews, because he was told by the Pope, and he just trusted in everything that the Pope said as if the Pope were God. He says that they run the UN, and they're trying to run the world. And it was the Rome all the time. They always blame someone else for these things. And he said that then we should also entrust them with the task of regulating the future direction of the Gulf Stream. He's hilarious, this Hitler, you know. And he was told that the Jews were so evil that he thought that, because the Pope ordained him, stating that I, God, have ordained you to murder all the Jews because they're so evil. This is the Pope. This is your Vatican. And a friend of mine that owned Cashbox magazine went there, and he was being toured in the catacombs, and they told him he didn't have a Jewish name. He changed it because of the persecution. But he asked him, who are all these coffins down there? And the man told him, the Catholic told him, these are our enemies. And he said, well, who's that? He says, the Jews. And this friend of mine that owned Cashbox had such a acidy tongue, he cursed him up and down. Used a lot of salty language on him. So Hitler was saying, we have to be a sovereign government, just like I've always said, just like General MacArthur said, just like General Patton said. We have enough resources in the United States to be able to manufacture all the food we want. We have plenty of gold. We have so much oil, but the Vatican stopped us drilling oil with the fake thing about the environment garbage. And they've tricked you, and you people believed it. But anyway, he says that we have to keep German sovereignty and equality. He said that we need to restore that because they have taken that away. The NATO he's talking about. And NATO is not Jews. Jews, I lived in Israel. Those people don't have no desire for that. And I know a lot of the high, the echelon over there as well. Okay, so now the Bible calls Rome Mystery Babylon the Great. And he states in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7 through 10, quote, for the mystery Babylon the Great, the mystery of iniquity doth already work. It's already working. But and he states that only the Lord, who now lets them do this, will let them until he be taken. The Bible says that people are going to get wise to the Vatican and they're going to burn it to the ground, or that God's going to burn it to the ground, somebody. But I'm not encouraging anything like that. I believe in witnessing to people. There are many people that are in the Catholic Church that are real nice people, and most of our congregation are former Catholics. And so we are absolutely nonviolent, absolutely nonviolent. We don't have, all we want is to be left alone to witness and testify to the entire world. Now let's start going up to the throne to ask the Lord to anoint this service. Father, open the windows of heaven and anoint the reading of this and give me the right words when it comes time for me to make commentary. Lord, you take over this service. Let everybody open their hearts and their minds and their souls to receive the, not the media version of Jonestown or any of these other places that they've destroyed. But Lord, let them receive the truth, because it's for sure the media has lied about this. Like I've said all the time, that they were shot to death, as the people that escaped from Jonestown told Sue and I that they did. And they narrowly escaped with their lives. Father, that souls may be saved, America may wake up, and that the church be strengthened in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now, my friend Gary Paxton, he's written a couple of beauty... sort of funny but truthful songs here. And one of them, and the last one is Sophisticated Savages. That's what the world is now. They dress up in doctor's uniforms and they go in and murder hundreds of millions of babies. But the first song that he's written and is singing and has conducted the orchestra or the band, whatever you want to call it, is called There's Got to Be More to Living Than Just Waiting to Die. Go ahead.
There's got to be more to living than people just waiting to die. There's got to given the people fighting back when you try. Well, everybody acts so hostile. Well, I'm afraid to say hello. Well, you hardly ever see a smile anymore. They're afraid you steal their gold denture. Well, there's got to be more to sharing than what you're gonna give me first. There's got to be more to caring than satisfying our own thirst. Everybody acts so greedy, and I for an eye. And there's got to be more to living than waiting to die.
and hopping in and out of the sack. Well, there's got to be more to being a friend than getting stabbed in the back. Well, everybody acts a two-faced, and sometimes I see three. Everybody walks around so spaced, freedom isn't really free anymore. There's got to be more to dying than a personal hole in the ground. We ought to do a lot more trying while we're out by walking around. Or someday you'll regret it, and then too late you'll cry.
Well, there's got to be more to live for men are waiting to die. Great drops of headstone.
There's got to be more to living than are waiting to die. Go rattle and drop on. There's got to be more to living than are waiting to die.
All right, praise the Lord. Thank you, Gary, for your performance there. Yes, there is a lot more to living than just dying. Amen.
Amen.
But we do have to die out to the Lord on this side of eternity. That is to our own will and the ways that of the way that people are living today. We have to die out so that the Spirit of God will live in us so that we can do His work. The work that the Lord wants us to do, we can't do unless He's living in us and through us. And so without any further ado, we're going to show you first the media version of Jonestown and then the truthful version of it. So go ahead, Michelle, read.
The article is titled "The Truth About Jonestown, What You Were Told About Jonestown." It was November 15, 1968. A fanatic religious leader in California led a multiracial community into the jungles of remote Guyana to establish a socialist utopia. The People's Temple, his church, was in the heart of San Francisco and drew poor people, social activists, blacks, and Hispanics, young and old. The message was racial harmony and justice, and criticism of the hypocrisy of the world around his followers. The temple rose in a vacuum of leadership at the end of an era. The political confrontations of the 60s were almost over, and religious cults and, quote, personal transformation, unquote, were on the rise.
Yeah, that's right, they were, and we fought them like crazy. They used to blow smoke, marijuana smoke, in the face of our people that were on the street witnessing about the Lord Jesus Christ. And they made it very difficult for us to win souls. We would tell the people that these people are not Christians. They were called the children of God, another cult that believed that you could have free sex and that you could just smoke marijuana and take drugs and all these things. And these we fought the cults and the government as well, and the media. We've had this task for all of my Christian life. This is it's 42 years now, okay? So keep going.
Those who had preached a similar message on the political soapbox were gone, burnt out, discredited, or dead. The counterculture...
Yeah, and we're still going. We're still going because we're not preaching political things. What we're preaching is the gospel, but we're telling you how the politics in the world are run by Rome, not the Jews. I mean, if you believe that... Well, then, you know, you're believing that God's chosen people are trying to rule the world, and they've never wanted to do that. It's always been Rome or the Babylonian Empire, but now they're calling Rome, the Bible calls Rome, Mystery Babylon. Not Babylon, but Mysterious Babylon. Everything they do is clandestine. And you'll notice that when they're saying something about us on the news or on these boards, they never mention their names. Now, I put my name on everything that I do. And so because I have nothing to hide, I'm telling the truth. But they don't want to be sued when it's found out that they lied. And so they don't put their names to it. One of them did, named Bill Levy, and immediately had a stroke. He's had a liver transplant, he's had bypass surgery, he's had, and now he's got a stroke and he can't talk anymore. And he turned, after he was saved, he turned back into homosexuality, and he's from what I understand from their own clipboard, is that the man is incapacitated now. And this will happen to people that just keep telling lies, especially when they had the truth at one time, and then they knew that we were straight. Squeaky clean, as John Peeler said. We're squeaky, I know I'm squeaky clean, okay? Then go ahead. Clean in the eyes of the Lord. Doing his work, okay? Amen. Now let's exposing Satan, because we're supposed to resist Satan. How can we resist Satan if we don't know who he is or where he's coming from? So the only way that I can expose him is tell him who he is. He's Rome, the world government, which is the United Nations, and the media. Those are your enemies. Now, I'm not saying kill them or fight them or anything. I say let's pray for them. Amen?
Amen.
Because we're a nonviolent church. Not group, church. Okay? Not sect, like they say in the media, church. Amen. Not cult, but church. All right?
Amen.
I've been so highly called and chosen by God that I don't ever see anybody in the Bible that was more highly called than myself. And I don't see anybody in the Bible that has been given a more treacherous enemy to fight than the one that we're fighting and resisting today. We're fighting with the double-edged sword, the Word of God. That's all. And so we're not dangerous cult. I'll tell you the ones that's the dangerous cult is them. They're the ones. And you'll see after you hear this message here, this truth, that what I'm talking about. You saw them in action on television over at Waco, and they covered this one up, but we're going to bring it out so you can hear for yourself. Go ahead.
The counterculture had apparently degenerated into drugs and violence. Charlie Manson was the only visible image of the period. Suddenly, religion seemed to offer a last hope. Even before they left for Jonestown site, the People's Temple members were subjects of local scandal in the news. Jim Jones claimed these expos were attacks on their newly found religion and used them as an excuse to move most of the members to Guyana. But disturbing reports continued to surround Jones, and soon came the attention of congregational members.
The disturbing reports came from the media, because what they did was set him up. They knew he was, the government knew he was haywire, and they thought, well, he's posing as a Christian, and so what we'll do is we'll use him. So they started giving him a lot of money, and they let him go to over there and a secret place where nobody could see, just like the media at Waco. They wouldn't want you to see the stuff that was going on over there. And so they started saying that he was committing fornication and adultery with the members over there, and that he was torturing people and abusing children. And same thing they said about over there at Waco, and the same thing that they said about us. But everybody that's ever come into our church know that there is no abuse of children here at all.
Mm-hmm.
There's no sex stuff going on, for God's sake. I'm 72 years old. There's no pedophile going on over here. It's all media setup. The government has instructed them to do that so that you people would believe such a filthy lie, as they say. And that I'm all just in for the money and things like that. They know we've spent millions of dollars that it's come, the things that we've earned, and we've spent it on the gospel, putting the things of the Lord in newspapers. Some of those newspaper ads that we put in there, which they call ads, but the truth that we put in costs over $50,000 a day. And we spent over $250,000 in one day putting ads in the paper about the Lord, about how a woman was told how Jesus showed her hell, and that she thought she was saved because she had been baptized a Catholic and then another time a Protestant. And then she knew after the Lord showed her hell and him dying on a cross that she should witness and testify to everybody. And he'd let her go back into her dead body if she would do that. And so these are the things I'm putting in the newspapers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody over here is treated better than their parents ever treated
Amen.
Them.
Amen.
Much better.
Amen.
Okay, this is like the Cadillac or the Rolls Royce of ministries. And God gave this ministry to us, and that's what we're doing. Okay, keep going.
Disturbing reports continued to surround Jones and soon came to the attention of congressional members like Leo Ryan. Stories of beatings, kidnapping, sexual abuse, and mysterious deaths leaked out in the press.
Yeah, it all comes from backsliders. Now, in this case, it may have been true because they picked a real, a possible weirdo here. I don't know. But my life is an open book to everybody. I just, every time I hear something that from the Lord, I tell you what it is. That's it. And there's nothing like that going on. We've had people from the government come in here. And as a matter of fact, we've had people from the government like Bill Clinton. I've met him, talked to him, and I've talked to the last four presidents, and I've even done clothing for them, except Clinton. As a matter of fact, we did send Clinton one of my jackets. Barbara Bush, I sent her a Barbie jacket with Chuck Norris, because he went to the inauguration, and also Bush, a USA jacket, which I didn't know anything about them, and then Ronald Reagan, I knew, and the Carter family. Okay, keep going.
Ryan decided to go to Guyana and investigate the situation for himself. The nightmare began. Isolated on the tiny airstrip at Port Kaituma, Ryan and several reporters in his group were murdered. Then came the almost unbelievable, quote, white night, unquote, a mass suicide pact of the Jonestown camp.
Now, remember, this is the media version. The version that you all believed. Okay, keep going.
A community made up mostly of blacks and women drank cyanide from paper cups of purple Kool-Aid.
Ridiculous. I always said that because we knew because they escaped, the people that escaped from there told us. Then what? That was a lie. Then what?
Adults and children alike died and fell around the main pavilion. Jones himself was shot in the head, an apparent suicide. For days, the body count mounted from 400 to nearly 1,000. The bodies were flown to the United States and later cremated or buried in mass graves. Jonestown became a cultural cliche for mindless cults that drove members to commit suicide and served as a vivid warning against blind faith and charismatic leaders. But there was more to Jonestown than what was first reported. Something more evil than a cult or even a demented leader was being covered up. And when it was finally revealed...
Covered up by who? The media and the supposed to be U.S. government, but it is not the U.S. government. It's the Roman government with government within our government, the Roman canon law, which you people are now living under. Then what?
When it was finally revealed, it would receive less publicity than the sterilized version of the truth most people were fed. What really happened? The truth is in the numbers. The first headlines the day of the massacre read, quote, Colt dies in South America jungle, 400 die in mass suicide, 700 flee into jungle, unquote. By all accounts in the press, as well as People's Temple statements, there were at least 1,100 people at Jonestown. There were 809 adult passports found there, and reports of 300 children, 276 found among the dead, and 210 never identified. The headline figures from the first day add to the same number, 1,100. The original body count done by the Guyanese was 408, and this figure was initially agreed to by the U.S. Army authorities on site. However, over the next few days, the total of reported dead began to rise quickly. The Army made a series of misleading and openly false statements about the discrepancy. The new total, which was the official final count, was given almost a week later by American authorities as 913. A total of 16 survivors were reported to have returned to the U.S. Members of Jonestown were mostly black adults and elderly and children who were apparently selected to reflect a cross-section of the American public. Where were the other cult members? At their first press conference, the Americans claimed that the Guyanese, quote, could not count, unquote.
Okay, see, this is not the media version. This is the real stuff. Okay, then what?
These local people had carried out the gruesome job of counting the bodies and later assisted American troops in the process of poking holes in the flesh lest they explode from the gases of decay. Then the Americans proposed another theory. They had missed seeing a pile of bodies at the back of the pavilion. The structure was the size of a small house, and they had been at the scene for days. Finally, we were given the official reason for the discrepancy. Bodies had fallen on top of other bodies, adults covering children. It was a simple, if morbid, arithmetic that led to the first suspicions. The 408 bodies discovered at first count would have to be able to cover 505 bodies for a total of 913. In addition, those who first worked on the bodies would have been unlikely to miss bodies lying beneath each other, since each body had to be punctured. 82 of the bodies first found were those of children, reducing the number that could have been hidden below others. A search of nearly 150 photographs, aerial and close-up, fails to show even one body lying under another, much less 500. It seemed the first reports were true. 400 had died, and 700 had fled to the jungle.
Now, the reason the media doesn't let me print the truth is because if they do, they would be ruined. Nobody'd read the newspapers any longer, and no one would listen to television any longer. And that's why I'm on AM stations and FM stations and shortwave. And then also I have to print it in my own newspaper that I distribute all over the world. Okay, keep going.
The American authorities claimed to have searched for people who had escaped, but found no evidence of any in the surrounding area. At least 100 Guyanese troops were among the first to arrive, and they were ordered to search the jungle for survivors. In the area, at the same time, British Black Watch troops were on, quote, training exercises, unquote, with nearly 600 of their best trained commandos. Soon, American Green Berets were on site as well. The presence of these soldiers, specially trained in covert killing operations, may explain the increasing numbers of bodies that appeared. How did the other cult members die? Most of the photographs show the bodies in neat rows, face down. There are a few exceptions. Close shots indicate drag marks, as though the bodies were positioned by someone after death. Is it possible that the 700 who fled were rounded up by these troops, brought back to Jonestown, and added to the body count? If so, the bodies would indicate the cause of death. A new word was coined by the media, quote, suicide murder, unquote. But which was it? Autopsies and forensic science are a developing art. The detectives of death use a variety of scientific methods and clues to determine how people die, when they expire, and the specific cause of death. Dr. Mutu, the top Guyanese pathologist, was at Jonestown within hours after the massacre. Refusing the assistance of U.S. pathologists, he accompanied the teams that counted the dead, examined the bodies, and worked to identify the deceased. While the American press screamed about the, quote, Kool-Aid suicides, unquote, Dr. Mutu was reaching a much different opinion. There are certain signs that show the types of poisons that lead to the end of life. Cyanide blocks the messages from the brain to the muscles by changing body chemistry in the central nervous system. Even the, quote, involuntary, unquote, functions like breathing and heartbeat get mixed neural signals. It is a painful death, breath coming in spurts. The other muscle spasms, limbs twist and contort, the facial muscles draw back into a deadly grin called, quote, cyanide rictus, unquote. All these telling signs were absent in the Jonestown dead. Limbs were limp and relaxed, and the few visible faces showed no sign of distortion. Instead, Dr. Mutu found fresh needle marks at the back of the left shoulder blades of 80 to 90% of the victims. Others had been shot or strangled, and a majority showed signs of being held down or restrained prior to injection. One survivor reported that those who resisted were forced by armed guards. The gun that reportedly shot Jim Jones was lying nearly 200 feet from his body, not a likely suicide weapon. As chief medical examiner, Mutu's testimony to the Guyanese grand jury investigating Jonestown led to their conclusion that all but three of the people were murdered by, quote, persons unknown, unquote. Only two had committed suicide, they said. Several pictures show the gunshot wounds on the bodies as well. The U.S. Army spokesman, Lieutenant Colonel Schuller, said, quote, no autopsies are needed. The cause of death is not an issue here, unquote.
Yeah, the government cover-up again. Let's cover it up. Okay, then what else?
The forensic doctors who later did autopsies at Dover, Delaware, were never made aware of Dr. Mutu's findings. A cover-up, but of what? There are other indications that the Guyanese government participated with American authorities in the extermination of the church members and then covered up the real story. One good example was Guyanese Police Chief Lloyd Barker, who interfered with investigations, helped, quote, recover, unquote, $2.5 million for the Guyanese government, and was often the first to officially announce the cover stories relating to suicide, body counts, and survivors. Among the first to the scene were the wife of Guyanese Prime Minister Forbes Burnham and his Deputy Prime Minister Ptolemy Reed.
So the real culprit here is the government, right?
Right. Yes.
Not the people committing suicide. It's the government that is the cult. The government that wants everybody to believe that Christian, small Christian churches or even cults are the wicked ones. If they're a cult, Jim Jones actually was a government cult. They set them up. They were doing experiments with them over there, this report says. And so it had nothing to do with Christianity whatsoever. As a matter of fact, Jim Jones's son said that Jim Jones was a Catholic. And so he was in with them to create this thing. But Jim Jones didn't realize that he was being set up and that he was going to be killed by three or four different governments. They just wanted to make it look like Sue and myself, that's who they're really after, are a cult, and we're the last thing from a cult. These government agents are cult. Rome is the biggest cult and the most dangerous cult in the world, and they even kill their own people. And the media is a cult. And, of course, Rome is the world's most dangerous cult because they're in control of the government and the media. And they're in control of you who believe them. So the Bible says that the entire world would be deceived, and there you have it. Okay, keep going.
They returned from the massacre site with nearly $1 million in cash, gold, and jewelry taken from the buildings and from the dead. Inexplicably, one of Burnham's political party secretaries had visited the site of the massacre only hours before it occurred. When Shirley Field Ridley, Guyanese Minister of Information, announced the change in the body count to the shocked Guyanese Parliament, she refused to answer further questions. Other representatives began to point a finger of shame at Ridley and the Burnham government, and the local press dubbed the scandal, quote, Templegate, unquote. All accused them of taking a ghoulish payoff. Perhaps more significantly, the Americans brought in 16 huge C-131 cargo planes, but claimed they could only carry 36 caskets in each one. These aircraft can carry tanks, trucks, troops, and ammunition all in one load. At the scene, bodies were stripped of identification, including the medical wrist tags visible in many early photos. Dust-off operations during Vietnam clearly demonstrated that the military is capable of moving hundreds of bodies in a short period. Instead, they took nearly a week to bring back the Jonestown dead, bringing in the majority at the end of the period. The corpses, rotting in the heat, made autopsy impossible. At one point, the remains of 183 people...
Autopsy impossible. They didn't want you to know that they didn't take Kool-Aid, so they cremated them real fast. No way to tell then. Okay, then what?
At one point, the remains of 183 people arrived in 82 caskets. Although the Guyanese had identified 174 bodies at the site, only 17, later 46, were tentatively identified at the massive military mortuary in Dover, Delaware. In December, the president of the National Association of Medical Examiners complained in an open letter to the U.S. military that they, quote, badly botched, unquote, procedures, and that a simple fluid autopsy was never performed at the point of discovery. Decomposition, embalming, and cremation made further forensic work impossible. The long delay made it impossible to reconstruct the event. As noted, these military doctors were unaware of Dr. Mutu's conclusions. Several civilian pathology experts said they, quote, shuddered at the ineptness, unquote, of the military.
Now, knowing just what you've heard so far and the other exposés that I've done on Rome, its government, and its media, it's no wonder that they wanted to pay John Peeler to have me exterminated.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Because I'm telling the truth about him. And Rome is scared to death because they're... I've pulled the sheets and blankets off of them. And that's what God called me to do and to warn you people of that it's the end of time. time is going to be no more. It tells you about that in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and throughout the whole Bible in the book of Revelation. Now, go ahead.
Several civilian pathology experts said they, quote, shuddered at the ineptness, unquote, of the military, and that their autopsy method was, quote, doing it backwards, unquote. But in official statements, the U.S. attempted to discredit the Guyanese grand jury findings, saying they had uncovered, quote, few facts, unquote. Guyanese troops, who had arrived with American embassy officials and CIA operative Richard Dyer, also failed to defend Congressman Leo Ryan and others who came to Guyana with him when they were shot down in cold blood at the Port Kaituma airstrip, even though the troops were nearby with machine guns at the ready. Witnesses described the murderers as, quote, zombies, unquote, walking mechanically without emotion and, quote, looking through you, not at you, unquote, as they murdered.
Let's see if the History Channel will tell the true version of it now. They keep running the media version of it all the time to keep trying to brain damage you folks out there. Now let's see if the media will expose this. I exposed it to the media years ago, not in detail like this, because all I knew was what the people from Guyana had come to our church and told us, the ones that actually had escaped. And the media didn't mention one word about that. We've showed them the truth about Waco, showing that the government, the Roman government within our government, posing as United States soldiers, that they were the ones that were killing each other. They call it friendly fire, but and then they blamed it on David Koresh and his people, who were Christians. Christians don't believe in killing, murdering. This was murder. Okay, then what else?
Only certain people were killed, and the selection was clearly planned. Certain wounded people, like Ryan's aide, Jackie Spears, were not harmed further, but the killers made sure that Ryan and the newsmen were dead. In some cases, they shot people already wounded directly in the head. Richard Dyer was a known CIA agent who accompanied Ryan on his fact-finding trip. He is seen above in a film of Ryan's departure, securing his boarding pass. Later, he can be seen accompanying Ryan to the small plane before the murders of Ryan and other members of the team. He mysteriously parts from the group just before the shooting begins. It is believed that Dyer was aware of the impending massacre and had a special relationship with Jones. A tape found at the camp recorded the voice of Jones telling his guards, quote, "Get Dyer out of here before something happens to him," unquote. Later, a radio transmission on a special CIA frequency reported the massacre, a transmission believed made by Dyer after he terminated Jones. Who was Jim Jones? In order to understand the strange events surrounding Jonestown, we must begin with the history of the people involved. The official story of a religious fanatic and his idealist followers doesn't make sense in light of the evidence of murders, armed killers, and autopsy cover-ups. If it happened the way we were told, there should be no reason to try to hide the facts from the public, and full investigation into the deaths at Jonestown and the murder of Leo Ryan would have been welcomed. What did happen is something else again. Why? Jim Jones grew up in Lynn in southern Indiana. His father was an active member of the local Ku Klux Klan that infests the area. His friends found him a little strange, and he was interested in preaching the Bible and religious rituals. Perhaps more important was his boyhood friendship with Dan Mitrione, confirmed by local residents. In the early 50s, Jones set out to be a religious minister and was ordained at one point by a Christian denomination in Indianapolis. It was during this period that he met and married his lifelong mate, Marceline. He also had a small business selling monkeys purchased from the research department at Indiana State University in Bloomington. A Bible thumper and faith healer, Jones put on revivalist tent shows in the area and worked close to Richmond, Indiana. Mitrione, his friend, worked as chief of police there and kept him from being arrested or run out of town. According to those close to him, he used wet chicken livers as evidence of cancers he was removing by, quote, divine powers, unquote. His landlady called him, quote, a gangster who used a Bible instead of a gun, unquote. Dan Mitrione, Jones's...
Oh, there are many churches like that, you know. They may not use chicken livers, but they're gangsters using the Bible as, you know, to make money with, and instead of a gun, holding people up. So I see that our time is getting very close to the end. as far as this program is concerned. How much more of this article is there?
About 2 pages.
2 more pages. So if by popular demand, I'm sure you'd probably want to hear the rest of it. Yes. I don't know anything about the man. I mean, maybe the second part of this is true and maybe it's not. I don't know. All I know is that they did not commit suicide. Okay? You cannot talk people into committing suicide. Not 1,000 people at a time. There's no way. Okay? As I said on many occasions, that there's no way that I could get anybody in my church to consistently sweep the sidewalk and take care, do other things like that. Some of them are very diligent here. But this is this is not the way. You just couldn't possibly even brainwash people, 1,000 people, to sweep the sidewalk. Amen?
Amen.
Let alone commit suicide. Come on, you people out there. You're not that stupid, I hope. But you were. All right? You believed it. Okay, now I want to have an altar call right now because a lot of you people have believed the things in the media. And they've made you afraid to join the Lord because they want to destroy you, your soul. Not just you, but your eternal, everlasting soul. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask you I'm not asking you to move into my place. I don't care anything about that. I don't have a daddy complex where I've got to build a house for you and feed, clothe, and house you and pay your utilities and all these other things. We've done that for people that didn't have a way to go. But we don't care anything about that. We have people living all over the world. And we don't have anybody roped in or anybody in jail or chains around them or anything like that. If you're a Christian, you're a Christian. And you have to break away from the news media because they're feeding you a line of garbage. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask the Lord, just get saved. That's all. Get saved so that your soul is saved. I'm not asking anything from you. How often do you hear me having a campaign to raise money? I have told you in the last few broadcasts, I've said, if you don't want to rob God, well, then send finances in here so we can get the truth out to the rest of the world in a quicker way. But, that's up between you and God. If you want to just give it to other people, let's see if any other Christian organization will uncover these things. They won't because they don't have the guts, the intestinal fortitude, the righteous indignation from God. But right now, let's go to the throne and ask the Lord to anoint this prayer enough to where it'll get into your inside you, that God will come into you. And then Sharon will tell you 4 different ways on how to receive a copy of program number 299. So say unto the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins, and I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. Now just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord. Give him all the glory. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I'm not in the ministry for money. I own a Beatles album. I got it from Pete Best. The media has checked that many times. They don't preach the truth of it. But I got that because I did the promotion for him. His mother had 6 Beatle albums, and I got one of them. And I've never released it to show people that I'm not in the ministry for money. All right, now just keep praising and thanking the Lord that somebody that doesn't care anything about money or any elaborate stuff at all, unless the Lord just gives it to you. I'm not going to deny it if the Lord gives me something. But at any rate, thank the Lord that you're saved. And Sharon, tell them 4 different ways to receive a copy of program number 299.
go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
You know, these guys go in with these doctor outfits and murder babies. That's what it is murder. They call it abortion. It's murder. And so we've become, and also this government, within our government, and all these different things that you've heard here, plus millions of more items that, you know, if I had the finances, I would get it out all over the world. According to the actual way that the Lord tells it, we're sophisticated savages. We wear doctor outfits while we're murdering little babies, defenseless babies. And here's Gary Paxton singing for you, Sophisticated Savages.
Does come.